Missouri Net News is presented by the Association of Missouri Electric Co-ops. Learn how to keep your family safe around electricity by going to membersfirst.coop.
I'm Jason Taylor. A woman's dead and a man is in serious condition after a shooting Saturday night in Ferguson near St. Louis. Family members held a vigil last night for 20-year-old Christina Jones, who was shot and killed just outside her home while sitting in a car. KDVI reports the shooting took place during an altercation between the woman's boyfriend and ex-boyfriend. The Missouri Corrections Department has fallen about 6 months behind in paying its county jail bills. Spokesperson Karen Pojman tells Missouri Net prior to last November, the state lacked appropriate review of its jail reimbursement process, leading to uncertainty in how a $19 million deficit piled up.
It's possible that in the past, human error, duplication of requests, et cetera, has led to us paying out more than we actually owed. Since we have been doing this auditing, we have found a discrepancy of about $6 million between the requests we receive from counties and the amount that's actually due to them.
The department now checks on prisoner records, the calculation submitted by counties, and has counties fill out an online request form. Governor Eric Reitens was sworn into office in January. He replaced Democrat Jay Nixon. The most recent U.S. Chamber of Commerce survey of corporate attorneys shows Missouri dropping to 49th place for lawsuit climate. But the chamber thinks the ranking will vastly improve with new business-friendly litigation laws passed this year by the legislature and Governor Reitens. Brett Emerson with the Missouri Association of Trial Attorneys dismisses the survey as promotional material meant to serve the interests of the chamber's clients.
They represent big business. They don't represent small business. And there's no methodology. There's no basis in fact. This is a pure propaganda piece to support the largest of large corporations against regular people like you and me.
Trial lawyers represent plaintiffs who often bring lawsuits against businesses. Independence police near Kansas City are investigating a homicide after the discovery of a person's body behind a convenience store. The person is identified as Philip J. Anderson, who was reportedly a passenger in one of two vehicles involved in a rolling gun battle starting on I-70. A 26-year-old man has been charged with second-degree murder in the incident. Springfield officials have kicked off a campaign to raise awareness about pedestrian safety. Four pedestrians have been struck and killed by vehicles this year in that community. Jacob Walden, who works at a North Glenstone tire store, tells Missouri Net Springfield television partner KOLR that many people jaywalk and don't use crosswalks.
If somebody does use it, it's because they had just happened to be crossing right here. But most people are coming from this hotel and that other hotel, so they just cross as soon as they can get the spot, you know.
In Springfield, one in four fatal incidents involves a pedestrian. Nationwide, that figure is one in seven. Find more at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net News.